One night, just before Christmas, 1940, my mother, aged 8, was with her family at their house in Hume, Manchester. She and her younger brother had been evacuated to Leafy Altrincham in 1939, but like many children, they returned home before bombing started in earnest. On the 22nd and 23rd of December, Manchester was hit by an intense barrage of incendiary bombs and high explosive devices in what became known as the Christmas Blitz. A bomb destroyed their house while they were in it, but amazingly, they survived. The raid happened so quickly that, although they had a cellar, there was no time to get into it. So the mum, dad, and 3 kids, clutching the budgie's cage, dived under the kitchen table. It saved their lives. About 1,000 others were not so lucky. Without that table, I would not be around to write this book. So this history has a personal resonance, though I hope it will appeal to a global audience. Manchester has been a notably international city at key periods since soldiers from across the Roman Empire arrived to build a fort at this damp location, aiming to control the tribes of Northern Britannia. Manchester was in the forefront of the Industrial Revolution and became the shock city of the 1840s, according to historian Asa Briggs. Its population had expanded sixfold in 60 years. The industrial city was a new phenomenon. Visitors flocked to it from many countries, seeing in Manchester's experience a foretaste of the world's future. It was the centre of the global cotton industry and a hub of engineering and machine tool manufacture. No one knew whether all these changes would lead to prosperity or starvation. Certainly, Manchester is the most wonderful city of modern times, says the main character in Benjamin Disraeli's novel, Coningsby. To Friedrich Engels, who toured Manchester's miserable slums at night, it was hell on earth.